And the other thing, it was actually interesting because I don't think the judges on the panel understood this. I tried to explain it to them, but the NDAA doesn't just allow for the military to detain someone, which means to use the military to pick somebody off the street in America and put them in a military prison like Guantanamo. But what it does is it also gives the government the option of putting someone on military trial before a tribunal, which is also unconstitutional because citizens are entitled to a civilian trial. But the worst thing it does is it permits the government, and the judges didn't understand this at the hearing. We had a long colloquy on this. It permits the government to transfer a person that they pick up to a foreign, to their foreign country of origin, or to any other foreign country or entity. Which means, sometimes it's called extraordinary rendition, but I mean, in plain language, it means the military can come pick someone up off the street that they think is substantially supports Al Qaeda, which is an undefined term, and it doesn't exclude journalists or any activists. It could pick them up, send them to, say, Turkey, and give them over to, say, a foreign entity in Turkey, which, let's say, the Turkish secret police. Now, how do you think a habeas petition would go over with the Turkish secret police? I don't think it would go over very well. I think the Turkish secret police would probably disappear the lawyer as well as the suspect if you brought a habeas petition in front of the Turkish secret police, which is, I mean, that's what makes this law truly an egregious violation of the Constitution.